This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com. You can save 10% when you use the code FIT10 at checkout. That's FIT10. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. High octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 79. My name is Kevin Larrabee, and first off with me this week is Jimmy Smith of JimmySmithTraining.com and also JimmySmithTraining.blogspot.com. What's up, Jimmy?
Not much, Kev. I'd be a lot better if you'd actually get off the call and let me talk to Jen and Cass, because it's the closest I'm ever going to come to talking to, you know, the two of them, so I'd appreciate if you just get off the call.
Well, wait to ruin the suspense of our
they
guest
know.
This week.
When people click on the thing, they see who's the guest.
Well, you know what? Let me do the intro, Jimmy. All right,
Christ.
Do the intro.
Right,
my name
fine.
Still comes before yours.
Yeah.
And next up, we have Jen Heath of JenHeath.com. It's great to have you back, Jen. How's it going?
Yes, it's two in a row now, right? Or did we skip one?
Yeah, we got you on Skype.
Oh, I know. This is amazing. I should be here every time now. No more long extended breaks for psychotic interruptions in my life. I'm here to stay. So, yes, it's good to be here.
And to all the people that complained about Jen's audio quality, you have nothing to complain about now. She sounds beautiful. So,
Are you saying that I didn't sound beautiful before? Okay, it was beautiful but distorted.
More beautiful. We'll say that.
Right. Okay. And by the way, my last name starts with H, and Jimmy starts with Smith. Starts with S. So
I know. I'm used to saying Jimmy's name first.
What happened? He messed up on your last name. I didn't hear that. I wasn't paying attention though.
I usually say Jen's name first.
He introduced you first. Now two times in a row, I'm starting to think he's trying to pit a fight for you and me to go back. You know?
Dude, hey, listen.
We're having it out, Jimmy.
I'm ready.
I knew you'd do that.
We do have a fourth person with us, and that is Cassandra Forsyth. And now you can check her website out at CassandraForsyth.com. Brand new website. It's up and running. And she also has a blog at CassandraForsyth.blogspot.com. Cass, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here. I'm glad to finally be on the same show as Jen. We talk almost every day, or for a while there we weren't talking, but yeah. So it's great to be doing a show with her and Jimmy, of course, because he is the secret admirer / lover of mine that knows about, but now everyone knows.
Everybody knows Jimmy has that secret little agenda, but it's okay because we love him.
Secret little agenda. I'm not after world domination here.
Very nice to be on the same call as one of my very best friends, which is Cass. So she, mm-hmm. Yes.
Nobody else in this call is your friend, apparently.
Of course, we are here to talk about not only just answering some questions that we have for Cass, but really we want to talk a little bit about the new rules of lifting for women, which is now available, or it should be soon, at your local bookstore, and you can pick it up right now at Amazon.com. So, you know, I'm going to just spring this on you, Cass. A short summary of what the book's all about, and basically I want you to sell us the book right now. Give me your best salesperson, why we should go out there and buy this book.
Well, women are misinformed, basically, on what they should do in the gym. A lot of times they pick up magazines that tell them that they should go in the gym and do an arm day, and that's all they should do, and then the next day they should do a calf day. But they should never squat, and they should never bench, and they should never deadlift because they're going to get too big, or they'll get hurt. Well, yes, you could get hurt, but you can get hurt walking across the street if you trip and fall on a rock. So what this book is going and doing is explaining to women what lifting does for their bodies physiologically, psychologically, and how to feed your body properly so that you can actually accomplish a decent workout in the gym that includes the primal movements that Alan Cosgrove has delicately and elaborately created a wonderful program here for that includes all these things. So the book is going through and, you know, telling you that, you know, you got to spend more time in the weight room and less time on the treadmill in order to really make the changes you want in your body composition, and you're not going to end up like She-Hulk.
Fair enough. And people can pick that book. It's less than $18 right now on Amazon.com. You can get free shipping. So there's really no reason not to pick it up. And I know if you're, especially if you're a female out there, and even if you're a male, this is a great way to get just another view on training. And especially if you're a personal trainer and you have female clients, you should pick this book up right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not just the fact that it's inexpensive on Amazon, but if you look around at all the buzz that's going on the internet about this book, you can see that there is so much support and so much belief in the words that Lou has put on these pages to show that this book actually is the truth behind women and weight training and how to feed your muscles to make them, you know, as best as they possibly can be, and you know, no lies, no deceptions. So, you know, you've got a lot of support from other people out there, too, which isn't something unique to this book versus others out on the shelves. You know, you've got a big support group.
And, Cass, I have to ask, is that you on the cover?
No, that's what everyone thinks.
Oh, I thought, I could have sworn it was you.
Yes, it's my girlfriend, Michelle. At the time of the photo shoot, the photo shoot was done in early March this year. I was studying for my comps for my PhD. Those are your comprehensive written exams. And basically what those are like 5 days of hell, and you get drilled, and you have to study for months to pass these things. So there was no way in hell I was going to put myself through hell and try to be, you know, get ready for a photo shoot and try to pass my comprehensive exams. I'm just not that talented. So my friend Michelle lives here, lives close, and just finished a figure show. And I wanted to give her an opportunity to have the photo shoot because she's been a really great person to me in my life. And so I, you know, we went down to Allentown, and she got to be the cover model and the workout model. So it's a really great opportunity for her. So that's Michelle Bauer, not me.
You know, that's a nice piece of trivia. We should use that as like a trivia question, giving away a book. But you know.
Who is the person on the cover?
Exactly.
Well, it is Michelle Bauer. Yes, good friend of mine.
All right, so let's quickly jump into some FitCast topics, and then we'll get into the Q&A. First off, I have three requests through email to continue that 35% off sale. I guess some people just got some Christmas money, and they want to still pick up the discount that we're doing for the Volume 1 of the FitCast Insider. So if you want to still do that, I'll continue the 35% off discount until January 7th, but then that's it. It is going to be turned off. So get your orders in fast, and as we were talking before the show, that I will not be accepting PayPal anymore for various reasons, because if you've ever dealt with PayPal like I've had to over the last week, you will know why. So I apologize about that. Next up, Brijesh Patel will be coming on the show next week. Brijesh is a guy that I've seen, and I think, Jimmy, I don't know if you've seen him, if you saw him at Mike Boyle. Did you come to Mike Boyle's last year?
No, I've never seen B actually speak, but I mean, I've gone out to lunch with him at seminars, and him and I have had some pretty intense conversations about training, you know, over the phone, over email, you know, over some meals. So, good friend of mine, excited to get him on. Really smart guy. He's the strength coach at Holy Cross, and he has a website, SBC Coaches College or SBCoachesCollege.com. Really, really smart guy, especially when it comes to speed training and plyometrics. I mean, I personally know some athletes that he's worked with at Holy Cross, and they have nothing but positive things to say about him. And he's helped a couple of them, again, that I know personally, go overseas and play professionally over there in basketball. So, you know, B's a guy people don't know about, but he's extremely smart. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
I must add that he's also a UConn graduate.
Another one, huh?
Yes. He's also comes from the number one kinesiology program in the United States, and Eric Cressy knew him quite well, and I never had the pleasure of being in school at the same time as him, but I did get to speak with him at Jeff Oliver's seminar last year. I think that was last year. And he's a very talented and educated and dedicated trainer. So it's going to be awesome to have him on the show next week. I'm excited.
Yeah, so if you want, I know my voice just cracked again. I apologize for that. I know I'm almost 22. I'll be 22 in 2 weeks, but I apologize. but if you want to get some questions in for Brijesh, just send them to questions@thefitcast.com. Or if you're a newsletter subscriber, just reply to the newsletter that I'm going to send out in about 6 hours or about 12 hours. But you probably already have it by now. And also, like, if you want to get any of your speed training or plyometric training questions answered, this is the time to do it. This is the guy to ask. So just get him in. We'll try to get in as many questions that we can for the time that we have allotted with B. So please just.
Yeah, B. I'm sorry, Kevin. I was gonna say B actually has a warm up DVD that's out too. That's really good. But so a lot in terms of a lot of activation stuff, you know, and functional. Because now B, aside from going to UConn doing the Kines, I think he worked for Mike Boyle or worked with Mike Boyle. I know they have some association, so you know he's from that school too. So,
all right. So we'll end on that, and we will continue with the Q&A with Cassandra Forsythe. But right now, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, Boost Muscle Growth and Blowtorch Body Fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also by BlackStarLabs.com, you can save 10% when you use the code FIT10 at checkout. That's FIT10. And also by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com, high-octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. All right, our first question for Cass comes from John, and he asks, this is kind of like a question that we ask every time that we talk about female training, but we kind of need to... It's nice to just have a refresher.
Obligatory.
Yeah, that's what I said in the outline. It's obligatory, another big word that I'm using. that question is, the idea that women won't become, quote, muscle-bound with heavy training due to physiology is starting to gain more popularity, but here in the UK, it is still difficult to motivate women past that mindset. This is for Cassandra. Do you use any other tips or motivational points besides the testosterone factor to encourage women to lift heavy?
All right. I've actually spoken with Jen about this before, and I'm going to bring up some points that her and I have discussed. And Jen and I have some really awesome conversations, so I thank her for all the mental stimulation we you know, generate. So, Jen, this is for you. So, what we've discussed is that really women, they do lift heavy on a regular basis. Think about when, like, women are traditionally the house taker, the homemakers, the caretakers of the family. So if you have a woman lifting babies, you can have a baby, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds hoisted up on your hip. A woman has to pick that child up. And this is not maybe a baby, but a child up that weighs this much. And she is lifting heavy. She is strong. She is capable. And I think a lot of the times women feel hesitant to lift heavy, not just because they think it's going to make them muscle bound, but because they think they can't. But then you remind them, hey, you just picked up your, 40-pound child, and you had no problems there. You can easily pick up a 40-pound dumbbell and, walk it across the floor and do whatever you need to do with that. And they sort of think, oh, okay, and I'm not huge. My arm hasn't turned into Hulk Hogan's arm or Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm just because of picking up my child. Other thing is like with groceries, grocery shopping. Like I know for me, I never, ever get a cart when I go grocery shopping unless I really have a lot of stuff to get. But I always carry the baskets. And I've got to have 40 pounds on my arm, at least 30, walking around, and I'm like barely making it up the aisle, but I refuse to carry to push a cart when I'm picking up, only that much. And, other women will do that too, or if they're carrying their grocery bags and they're pretty heavy, they're hoisting them out of the cart, putting them in the car. So women are strong, and they can do it. So I think it's not just saying, okay, you're not going to get big, but tell them they are capable and that you already do this. And because you already do this, look at yourself. You're not huge. So if you were, you would have exploded already, and you won't. So, you could try to explain the hormonal differences that make it, a lot harder for a woman to get big. And there's also some discussion in the book that Lou points out, like, you know, for example, like Lou, he's a guy, and he's been working years and years and years at trying to become big, and he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger just because he lifts heavy weights. I know he would love to be, but he's not. And, you know, you just point that out to women. You know, it takes a lot of effort, and I don't know too many women that would put that kind of effort to be really, really big anyway. So don't worry about just lifting a little bit heavy, you know. Not even a little bit heavy, but don't worry about lifting heavy, you know, in a periodized training method so that, you know, 1 week it's a heavy week, next week it's a little bit lighter, because you don't always have to lift heavy every day unless we're going for, you know, a powerlifting or a strength achievement. So, Jen, do you have anything else to add to that? Because I know we've talked about more on this topic.
Oh, yeah. Well, the main thing that I think that comes to my mind, and I'm not, I promise everyone I am not saying anything to be, like, conceited or look at me, I'm so great. But, I mean, even Cassie, too, in the same category of being really lean and being able to achieve that as me, like, when she was competing, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, that was when you were lifting the heaviest that you've ever lifted. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm saying is that I get emails all the time that are like, well, we want to look like you. We want to know what you do to look like that, because you don't look too muscly, you don't look fat, you know, you look kind of just right. And that's what I do, is I lift heavy. I mean, I broke my rack pull record. I did 225 pounds, which is the heaviest that I've ever done, and I'm also like the smallest that I've ever been. I fit into the smallest pairs of pants that I've ever fit into, and of course diet goes into that a lot, but I think motivationally, I think the proof is totally in the pudding. I mean, people like me who have achieved whatever, you know, when we get these emails saying we want to look like that, you know, people who have achieved it are very motivational. So I would say it's not about, you know, oh, I've got all this testosterone and I want to lift heavy because that makes me feel tough. I mean, obviously, like, you know, in the question, that's not the main thing that motivates women. I say get online and look up people. Go on to Muscle with Attitude, or go on to you know, Oxygen, and look at girls that have achieved it, and I guarantee you all of those girls are lifting heavy weights. Like Cass said, they're not probably doing it every workout, but at least, you know, a week or two out of every month is probably spent, you know, trying to increase weights, go up in weight, squat heavy, deadlift heavy, perform, you know, more advanced movements with heavier weights, front squats. I mean, I could just go on and on. But that's what we're doing to look like this. So lift heavy because of the way you want to look, not because it makes you feel tough, you know?
Yeah. I guess they'd have to have one of us there to actually show them, like, hey, look what I can do, and do I look big?
Cass came out to visit me, and we went to the gym together, and we're both very lean women. And we were like, you know, squatting 185 pounds or whatever. Was I doing 165 because I was sick, Cass?
Yeah.
In other words, even when we're sick, we're pushing it, you know, in the gym. we're not going to cut down our weights and go lift ever 100 pounds when we can lift double that, because we know that lifting more makes us look the way that we want to. I had one girl, personal trainer guy. He emailed me and he said that he was just dealing with this 5'8" girl who weighed 125, which 125 is pretty low for 5'8", and she was so depressed because she started eating right and lifting heavier, and she was putting on weight. But so she was freaking out because she was putting on weight, and she's like, I don't want to put on weight. I don't want to look big and bulky. I have this certain look that I want to achieve. And he asked me, is there anything you can tell me to tell her to get her to want to lift heavy, to keep going and not give up? And I said, you know, same thing as I said when I started talking. Don't mean this in a cocky way, but here's a link to a photo shoot that I did. Have her look at that. Tell her that I weigh 15 pounds more than her, and ask her if she would be okay looking like that. Well, the next day I heard back from him, and he was like, great, that solved the problem. She's totally willing to eat whatever I tell her to. She'll lift heavy now. She doesn't mind if she gains weight because she wants to look like you at 140, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So that's what I'm saying. It's motivational to know what you can look like simply by lifting heavier.
Yeah, and in the magazines too, one thing I wish they would start doing is actually, you know, being a little bit more honest about what their weights are, like their body weights. Like
right.
Some of these girls are bigger girls, like, you know, they're 5'8", and they do weigh like 155. but they're solid and they look beautiful. And it's sort of like scary to put that number on paper because they think the public will freak out. Oh my gosh, 155. But, you know, you might be that weight, you might be that size, you lift heavy, but you look awesome.
A lot of girls who are not, you know, accustomed to knowing, like you and I, Cass, we can look at people and look at them and guess and be pretty close regardless of what their body compositions are at. But a 5'8" solid person, we would be prone to say 150 to 160. But a lot of people would say, wow, she looks like she only weighs, you know, 130. I've gotten told all the time that I look like I only weigh 110 pounds. I'm like, try 140. You know, that's 30 pounds of solid muscle that makes you get a look that, you know, that you're after. So, yeah, don't be afraid to lift heavy.
All right, Jen, I think you're next, eh?
Oh yeah,
so shoulder cuff.
Yeah, I'm here. Actually, I was thinking about saying a joke. About
it wasn't bad.
Well, I don't know if it was appropriate. So I didn't.
No joke.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Like,
it wasn't really in the gutter, but all right. Jen has the next question for us. Moving
okay,
on.
Moving on. This is Natalia, and she wants to know. She said, "I heard that there are going to be a lot of similarities between the two books. Could you highlight the main differences and possibly expand on them? I think between the two new rules of lifting books."
Yes. I spoke with Alan, first of all. Alan, I'm sorry. I say that wrong all the time. Alan. I'm never going to get it right.
It's like Tim Allen,
I spoke
but not.
With him. Well, I didn't speak with him, but via email. And
so stupid, dude. Like, it's like Tim Allen.
No, it's not like Tim Allen, but it's...
That's what you said, though.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. So we'll get his name correct. So the great Mr. Cosgrove.
Yes.
He described to me the differences and the similarities between the workout programs. But first of all, I'll start between just the books in general. The major difference right now is this book was made to be read very well by a woman, meaning that it's speaking to her. It's speaking to her needs. It's speaking to the menstrual cycle. It's speaking to PMS. It's speaking to bone density. It's speaking to menstrual disturbances that might occur with exercise. It's speaking to body image, looking in the mirror and thinking you're fat. It's speaking about doing too much cardio because that's something women do. Where the first new rules of lifting, even though it wasn't really necessarily directed just at men, it kind of came out that way because Lou has done a lot of writing of books for men, and so he has a very good language for that. And then when we worked on this book together, you know, I came in and I added some female, you know, terminology, or I turned him on to the ideas, like I said, about menstrual disturbances. And I mean, Lou's an awesome writer. I'll never say that I like corrected anything he did. He did an awesome job in this whole book, but his purpose was with this book was to really speak towards the woman and explain to her, you know, why she should be lifting like a man, or not necessarily lifting like a man, but lifting heavier and going in the weight room and actually picking up free weights and not just being restricting yourself to machines. So that's the big difference. Now, diet-wise, I came along and I created menus that I felt were, you know, more appealing to a woman, say, than a man. I mean, there are sort of taste differences and portion size differences. So I went with like a menu I follow, something I eat, you know, what I'm familiar with. That's what I know. So that's what I put in this book. Like, a lot of the things are stuff I've used with female clients that I have and with myself. With the original new rules, I honestly don't know too much about the diet program and how it was created, but I know for this one it's very much geared towards a woman. And then the training, like I said, I got the lowdown from Alan, and he had told me that the similarities, are that it's still based on six primal movement patterns. So you're still focusing on, you know, the key movements that create the body you want, and it works the same for men as it does for women. But in this program that he developed, it contains more of his current thinking, things he's learned over the past couple years, because I think he did the program for the first book in mid-2004, he told me, and then this one was done here in early 2007. So he's had, you know, 2.5 years to, you know, get new ideas and put it into a training program and more experience with training female clients and things that we need to focus on. And some of the things are, like, females are quad dominant, so there's a little bit more glute dominant exercises in there. And in the first new rules, he provided modular programs where you could pick and choose, like a strength, a hypertrophy, fat loss, and jump around, where this one is linear, so you follow it from one stage to the next. So it actually provides a better way for progressing, and he feels that that is much better for progressing properly, especially in a weight training program and, you know, reaching the goals you want. So overall, that's what I will summarize in saying what the similarities and differences are between the books. And hopefully we get Alan on there, or, you know, we'll be doing some more talking about the book for other people that are more interested in Alan's training methods. And I know he's going to call me up and he's going to yell at me for saying his name wrong. So I apologize if you're listening right now. That's all I got to say about that.
Hopefully that clears things up a little bit for Natalia. Jimmy, I know you have the next question.
I'm so glad to have Cass back in the FitCast. I'm a big fan. I'm excited about New Rules Lifting for Women, and I'm wondering if the workouts are set up so that one can do them at home or if a gym is required. I've also found that I lose weight and stay satisfied longer on a low-carb diet, 10% calories from carbs. How is the meal plan set up in the book? Is this a book specifically for women looking to get cut, women looking to lose weight, and learn how to get cut? I ask because I have about 25 pounds of fat to drop, and I'm hoping this book will help me do it. Thanks so much, Kim.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, this is a some of this. The first part of her question was actually addressed a little bit on the JP Fitness forums, and I just want to bring that up because for whoever listeners or for the listeners of the FitCast here, just remember that there is a really great discussion board on jpfitness.com in the forums, all about the book. And one of the questions was from one of the women who works out at home and wanted to know what they need for workout equipment. And, you know, you can complete his workouts at home. You know, you'll need something that you can do chin-ups on or negative chin-ups. So, you know, if you can, if you don't have it, like a chin-up bar at home, you know, if there's a park nearby and you can do chin-ups there. It's also really highly recommended that you get a Olympic bar, a 45-pound bar, or if you don't feel comfortable with a 45-pound Olympic bar, there are the smaller, I think they're 20 pounds or 15-pound bars that you can load weights on for doing things like deadlifts and squatting. Because although you can do those with dumbbells, you can get better form, but you could perform the exercise more effectively with a bar. You know, you'll probably need a bench for some of the pressing exercises. A Swiss ball is very useful for the core exercises that we use. And if you don't have a bench, maybe get a step, like a Reebok step or something, so that you can do some of the lunges that they have, or the reverse lunges, like elevated lunges with reaches. And you can do step-ups and whatnot. You can also do these on just like your stairs at home if you want, but probably, you know, you'll get more freedom if you have even a step bench or something, and you could probably even do your bench press on there. So, yeah, you can do this at home, but if you have the opportunity to go to a gym, sometimes it's nice to just mix it up and get a change of scenery and then challenge yourself with other equipment. And then for the diet question, if you're somebody that has found that your body responds very well to less than 10% of calories from carbs, stick with that, because you know your body best, and I can't tell you what you should eat. You have to tell me what you should eat. You know your body better than I will ever be able to determine what's going on. So how the meal plans are set up, it's very just sort of like the original New Rules of Lifting one, was they're modular. So you can pick and choose the recipes that are low carb and have less than 10% of calories from carbs to create your own meal plan that has the macronutrient ratios you want. And then in terms of, is it looking for women to get cut or lose weight? What it's actually, the meal plans are set up are to help you help support the challenges of the workout. Because, you know, if you're not eating properly, you're not going to be able to get through these workouts, and your body will not change. So, you know, it's good food. It contains a lot of protein. There's a lot of healthy fats. It's a good ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats. There's a healthy dose of fiber. So it's a lot of things that can keep you satisfied. So you will tend to eat less of the bad foods and crave less of the junks. And we also encourage, you know, whey protein in a post-workout. But if you can't get that, you know, have a protein food. We talked about before. So, you know, after your workouts, you're recovering better, and that you can go in the gym the next time and work out just as hard. So it's not necessarily a diet plan to, say, drop pounds. It's a healthy eating plan so that you can achieve your workout goals, and your body will change as a result because you're choosing better options.
Very well put. I have the next question. Actually, no, something that I wrote down that I wanted to ask you guys, how much is like a good pull-up bar? I've never went shopping for one. For just, so for our listeners, do you guys have any idea what, how much like a good pull-up bar would cost and where to get one?
I think it's like $25. I mean, I think Perform Better sells it, obviously, right?
Well, I'll check that out.
I think it's only $20.
And for anyone that has an unfinished basement, all you need is a piece of... Hey, hold on. Hey, Jeff! What's that bar? What's that bar that we have downstairs? What's that made out of? I am a resource. Don't laugh at me if you want my advice.
I am laughing because you just...
No, I'm laughing
Jeff,
at you.
Tell me what's in the basement.
We have an unfinished basement, and so up in the ceiling, we've just taken two C clamps and put like it's just 3/4 inch like rebar, 20 gauge, like plumbing pipe. Like it's just like a steel rod. You can get it at your home improvement store. So that's what we do.
Or from your local junkyard.
You shop at Home Depot, Jen.
We have a Home Depot in Idaho Falls, so I guess that means we're sort of a bigger town. But I still feel like it's small compared to Portland, but that's another topic altogether.
All right.
Anyway, no, seriously, a good pull-up bar, great. If you can get one, or a multi-press machine that has pull-up, you know, above the way it's set up. I've never used one of those. But I'm telling you, that 3/4 inch or inch, like, pipe put up into the rafters and your ceiling, it works really good. There you go.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Aggressive curious.
Thank you, Jen, for asking Jeff what you had in your basement.
Yes. All right.
Hey, I told Kevin, I said, if I'm going to be on Skype and I'm going to be out here in the room with the computer, my family is probably going to ask me a question, so I guess that means I can ask them a question too.
Oh, that's funny.
The next question comes from our all-time leading FitCast question submitter, Jimmy Varner. No, I'm serious. That's not a joke. If you listen to the show every week, there's a question from Jimmy Varner. But why was that so funny?
I don't know why it's funny. Who's laughing? Is that Jimmy?
That's Jimmy laughing like a little girl. What, Jimmy?
Oh,
are
my
you
goodness,
right?
You guys, stop laughing. This is hilarious.
Kevin's voice is so monotone that when he's like, this is coming from our all-time favorite. And I mean, it's true. Jimmy does ask a question like every week, which is fine, and we encourage that. But the way Kevin said that, I'm sorry. I'm a clown. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the question, Kevin?
Okay, Cass, that question is there any new information/research that has you reconsidering any of your current views on health, training, or nutrition?
Well, you know, what I've... the research world is very interesting, I must say. Even when something gets published in a peer-reviewed journal, it's not really always very honest. There's a lot of conspiracy, and there's a lot of back padding, I guess you could say, and secret handshakes to get into the certain clubs. And if you're sort of going against the grain, like, for example, I must compare to the work we do at University of Connecticut in low carb. You know, we have some really cool research. We have you know, written up and have tried to submit to certain journals, and we get rejected because we are saying something contradictory to what the dogma is at the current moment. So it's kind of, you know, and then the next month you'll see a paper that says something about low fat is the best way to lose weight and fat and all this kind of stuff, by the same people that just rejected our research about low carb in the same journal. So it's, you have to just be very careful when you read papers and, you know, come to your own conclusions and don't just listen to what the authors say. So the new information and research that reconsiders what I, how I think is, no, I don't know what, I think what I've determined is that I don't really believe everything I read now. And I understand that there's so many differences between individual people that not one method in terms of health, training, nutrition, whatever, is meant to apply to every single person. So mm-hmm. you may have a group of people that respond very well to a certain intervention, but that may be because those people were selected or by chance were selected to have a certain response. But that doesn't mean that you, as an individual, are going to have the same response as that group or as the average of that group. So overall, I've now, when I approach people, when I approach clients, I ask them, you know, what works for them? What are their goals? What have they done in the past? How do they approach their nutrition? You know, what work? You know, what has failed, etc. Because no matter what the research says, each person's body is going to be a bit different, and something in the research may support or help, you know, answer a question for them, but it's not every paper is going to give you the exact answer. So. Mm-hmm. I guess just my newfound discovery is just don't believe everything you read.
Which
sounds a little morbid, but it's, yeah. It's the truth. Nothing is real.
Just to give the listeners a little heads up, if you hear Microsoft Windows like error messages, that's Jen's computer. So don't be afraid, it's not your computer breaking or your iPod turning into a Windows machine.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm such a nuisance. But
don't believe Jen's computer. It doesn't apply to everyone.
All right, are we going to the next question?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Cassie, next question. I am Deepak from Australia. Thanks for the great show. I have been listening to it since episode 2. Let's see. Cass, I would like to know what has been added to the diet section of New Rules of Lifting for Women. How much difference is there between a guys' and girls' nutrition when it comes to training? Secondly, apart from Amazon, where can I buy this book? I think we've covered a little bit of that, but I think let's recap it.
Okay, I did cover a bit of the diet section already, like you said. In this book, we tried to put it in the tone that would suit a woman and in portion sizes that would suit what women are going to be eating. Now, like I said, not every woman is the same, but, you know, just in general, like, you know, 99% of the time women will eat a bit less than a man and will say choose, you know, maybe chicken over steak or something like that. But I included a really wide range of foods. I mean, I didn't, like I said, I modeled it after how I eat and what I know works for my body and that has helped me be strong and fit and healthy and achieve body composition goals. So, I used what I knew. And I think that's an advantage for this book is that Lou brought me on to create nutrition from the experience of a woman versus a man trying to assume what a woman should do or how a woman feels when she eats. And I think that's the real benefit this book has is that it you know, there is a woman's perspective in there, because like no matter what, you know men can diet women and, you know, they can do good, but I think women can relate to women better, that, you know, that time of the month and the chocolate craving comes around, you know, guys don't know what that's like. That something is pulling you towards the chocolate bar and you cannot stop it. But if you know that, okay, you can have that because your body needs it, because it needs that extra energy, it's okay, and that you've got a lot of other good meals to look forward to and you're not starving yourself. And that was one thing we did really emphasize in this book is A lot of women think to achieve their ideal body composition, they have to eat very little food. But I actually, and this is one of Jen's feelings as well, you know, you have to eat more to look good, not eat less. This whole thing of being hungry and starving is ridiculous. Unless you have a goal of, like, say you want to be on competition stage, that's a totally different goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the goal of really looking. You can still look really great in the gym. Yeah, you may not be like that ripped, like, freaky look that some of these girls get on stage, but you will look wonderful.
You're talking about me now.
No. Yeah, but Jen, when you do diet to get on stage, you do cut your calories kind of low, right?
Even though what you were saying, though, I still think that you only have to be hungry about 3 or 4 days a week when you're dieting to get on stage rather than the crazy 7 days a week, million hours of cardio that some girls do. I've never done that.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. And those are the girls that rebound. And if we all look at Jen, have we ever really seen this girl rebound? I mean, I don't see you every day, Jen, but I mean, I've seen you when you weren't like right on top of a competition and you still look great all the time. You're a
Thanks.
Smart girl that knows that you're not supposed to starve yourself to death just to look good on stage or to look good for a certain event, like your wedding or whatever you got going on, your high school reunion. Maybe you might be hungry like 3 days a week, but you don't do it 7 days a week and do 7 days of cardio for 2 hours a day and ridiculous things that when you stop, your body's going to go, that's not good.
I promise
you. I look at Jen.
I promise you, every woman, that if you do that, that I promise you, you will lose lots of weight, and a lot of that weight will be muscle. Even if you are able to maintain a decent quantity of your muscle, you'll still lose some. And then when you decide that you can't do it anymore because it's inevitable, even the best pros in the whole world, if they diet hardcore like that and do too much cardio, they rebound and they pig out. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that the 2 or 3 months that it takes you to lose every bit that you want and look in the mirror and be like, oh, I look so great, it will take you 2 weeks to put on that and more, and you will hate yourself, so just don't do it. So not worth it.
Yeah.
All right, so Jimmy, last question for us.
Sorry. Wait a sec, the Amazon question, right?
Actually, I was going to address, the only thing I was thinking of is that, I mean, the book literally has just come out, so we might just have to wait a couple weeks before it's available in Australia.
Yeah, for Australia, you know, it's going to be in the bookstores. I know that the editor of this book, you know, she's really, she's a very firm believer of the book, and she's doing all she can to get it everywhere. So I'm sure that it's going to be available in Australia. It's published by Avery, and they're a great publishing house, so I'm I have no doubt that it'll be there. And, you know, there are other places like Barnes & Noble and stuff other than Amazon. So if you just do a simple Google search, I'd like Google the book once a day just to see what's going on the Internet. And there's tons of places. I haven't even heard of some of these places that sell the books online that you could find it at. And, yes, maybe a lot of them are American, but I'm sure that at least one of them should be able to ship to Australia if there isn't directly like an Amazon Australia or something like that. I'm sorry to be ignorant. I've never lived in Australia, but I know example with Canada. Canada's Amazon is really, they got the names wrong. They only have Lou as the author. They didn't put me or Alan. And it's kind of weird. So I don't know what the other countries are doing. I don't know where you end up looking, but it'll probably be in bookstores soon.
Deepak, keep us posted and let us know if it does end up becoming available for you to pick up in Australia.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, you're gonna finish it up for us.
Last question, Cass.
Well, Jimmy, if you could go up to the mic and say this, it would help.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had the mic up.
Thank you.
I don't know who sent this question. We didn't have a question, but Cass, what's next for you? Like, what's on the horizon for the now world famous Cassandra Forsythe, who I knew before she was a star?
You know, Jimmy, I got that wedding thing coming up.
Blink finger.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, it's not with you, Jimmy, but
I was hoping.
You're coming to the wedding, though. So
I'll be there.
Don't give him any ideas of breaking up the wedding.
Oh, no, he's not going to break it up. He's going to have fun.
I'll be raising my hand in the church, and they say, who has objections?
Hey, there's no church, so you can't raise your hand
damn.
Anyway.
Damn, I'm raising on the FitCast right now, damn it, insane.
I was just telling you guys that what's next, I don't know, maybe another book. I'm just sort of thinking, is that worth it? But the reason why I'm not sure if it's worth it, because I have a PhD I'm doing right now, and doing this book and another book I did this year as well put me a little bit behind, and I don't want to keep doing that because I got to get this PhD done. I've been in school now for 11 years, so I don't want to be in there for 15. So I may not come out with a book for a while, but I guess what's next for me is finish my PhD, get married. I have to do an internship to become a registered dietitian, and then after that, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to become a professor at a university or if I'm going to go move to Idaho Falls so Jen and I can take over the world. not sure.
Fair enough. Well, I think we'll head out on that note. Again, don't forget that you can pick up the book at Amazon.com if you're in anywhere except Australia, I guess, right now.
Well, and then Canada, like I said, you have to do Amazon.ca, which just search the title of the book because it's under just Lou's name. My name's not on it for whatever reason, and they might fix it, but Amazon Canada has some issues, so...
So make sure to pick up the book. I mean, it's only $17, and I mean, there's only going to be good that comes out of it, and it's just great stuff. And I'm gonna be picking up a copy because I'm looking forward to checking out Cass's stuff and checking out really your first book. So it should be great, and I know we're all gonna be excited to talk about it probably in the future. Have Alan on, and hopefully might be able to get Lou on as well to talk about the book and just have a couple of shows. You know, just
yep. Well, we can also send links. I know it may not be the greatest idea, but like we're going to be doing some teleseminars for John Berardi's site, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Nutrition. Next week, Alan Liu and I are going to be doing a teleseminar, and I can send you the link. And you know,
that'd be awesome.
If your listeners want to go there as well, all three of us will be on there at the same time.
Good deal. Well, we'll definitely have to throw that up on the site as well. So... I think we'll wrap it up for now for episode number 79. Let's see if we can do this right. I forgot to prep for this, but I'm Kevin Larby.
I'm Jen Heath.
I'm Jimmy Smith. Well, no, because I thought I was going to let Cass go first. You know, I was going to say ladies go first, and then Jen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, Jimmy,
I almost missed my entrance because I was thinking about how me and Cassie were supposed to be taking over the world.
I know, you didn't say anything when I said that. I was like, Jen, are you still there? Jen, are you there?
I did, and then you weren't responding and no one was laughing, and I was like, what the hell? And then
we couldn't hear you.
My microphone was muted.
Oh, man. Oh,
so
girl. Okay,
all right,
well.
All right, we'll try this once more for episode number 79. I'm Kevin Larby.
Jen. I'm Jimmy Smith.
What a train wreck.
All right, just everyone say their name. We'll get out of here.
Okay, I'm Cassandra Forsyth.
I'm Jen Heath.
I'm Jimmy Smith.
And we'll see you next week. Again, thanks for joining us this week. And don't forget to check out thefitcast.com. Check us out on iTunes. Please submit a review. Download the show. Check out Cass's site, Jen's site, Jimmy's site. We'll have links for all that stuff in the show notes. Thanks a lot. Have a happy new year, everyone, and we'll see you in 2008. Take care.